Hey Dylan!
Hey, Mahidi.
Welcome to our special Between the Episode edition of Between Class.
Thank you for welcoming to the podcast that we are just planning to record.
Dylan, how was your winter break?
My winter break was good. And well, now, okay, it's the end of or beginning of February. We kind of have had a month to like get back into the swing of things. Winter break was good, relaxing. How is the beginning of the semester for you? How's it going?
It has been good. It's been really busy. It's still a little difficult online, but I'm getting the hang of it. And honestly, I'm just excited about all my classes, and eventually I'll be a senior by the end of the year.
Yeah, I'm a senior right now. It's one of those things where it's like May can't come quick enough, but also I don't want it to come at all. So I'm applying to jobs, figuring out my life, and that part is really stressful. But you know what? We can leave all that behind because we're in between class. It's just you and I. And I have a special game to start us off.
Oh
So
my
this
goodness.
is called, I know, I'm so excited. This is called Who Said It?
Okay.
So the whole thing is there, I went through and our executive board. I went through all of their Twitters and I found tweets that people had tweeted and tweets that people had tweeted. Would you believe that? but yeah, so I'm gonna go through them. I'm gonna say a tweet. There's tweets and then there's one text message that's a screenshot, I believe, from our ABTS executive like group chat. And we're going to go through. I'm going to say them, and you're going to try to guess who said it. So it's pretty simple.
Okay.
Do you think you
Okay.
have all the rules? I know I just kind of
Yeah,
explained them over and over again.
I'm just gonna guess who said it from eBoard. Let's do it. I'm excited.
Yeah. All right. Well, starting off first, it was so there's some context. This was a tweet of a Pod Save America, a fellow member of the podcast community. And it's someone quote tweeted the video and said, "My last three brain cells." And so there was like three people talking. So who do you think would be listening to that podcast commenting that?
Pod Save America. Was it Claire?
It was clear.
Oh my goodness.
Okay, yeah.
Claire
So that was.
seems like she's like a podcast gal. Like she like seems
Yeah.
like she's got it together.
Yeah, Claire's our director of legislative affairs. And so she's always up on Twitter, retweet and quote tweet and all of the political things.
Yes, Claire is running the Ohio State University.
Okay, who tweeted this? If you feel safe, you're in a perfect place to rock the boat.
Mark, that's
Yeah,
totally
that was
Mark.
Mark.
That's
That
such a
was Mark.
Mark-a-lobster tweet. Mark is our resident revolutionary. He's from Rutgers. He's our director of diversity, equity, and inclusion. That's totally a Mark tweet.
Yeah, that is. All right. Who said Giveon's voice living rent-free in my head?
That's Bree. That's totally Bree.
Yeah,
Bree.
it's Bree.
Like Brie had to teach me how to listen to music during quarantine. Like she came in and she was like, enough with this, and she put me on to Giveon. So that was good.
That was a giveaway, the Giveon was.
Yeah, she's our executive director.
Okay, who tweeted, "I would do anything to listen to the Black Eyed Peas for the first time again."
That's me. That's me.
It's you.
I love the Black Eyed Peas so much. So
What's
much.
your favorite Black Eyed Peas song?
Oh my, okay. So Boom Boom Pow is like just such a classic, but the other week I started like tearing up when I was listening to I Got a Feeling.
Okay.
That's
So
such a good one.
two pretty classics. I love Alive. It's like one of their like I would say more underground songs.
I love their album The End, like The Energy Never Dies. Such a good piece of art.
Yeah. Okay. Moving right along. Wait, I have to delete. I'm like deleting them from my list. Who tweeted groundhog with a red heart emoji? It's just groundhog with a red heart emoji.
Okay, I'm between you and Colin because both of you. I'll say you.
No, it was Patty.
Patty?
Yeah, our secretary.
What was Patty doing tweeting? Do you guys do Groundhog Day in the Midwest?
Yeah, we absolutely do Groundhog Day. Michigan, we have like our own groundhog that we use for Groundhog Day.
Our groundhog, Puxatawny Phil, really let me down. I was really devastated. He said 6 more weeks of winter. He let me down.
Yeah, yeah. Okay, moving right along. Who tweeted this one? So, no, this is actually not a tweet. This is a text message in a group chat, but someone said, somebody put Vahini in charge of the National Guard.
That was Colin.
It was Colin.
That text so close to my heart. It's your Twitter header.
Yep, that's where I got it from, on your Twitter.
My Twitter header. Colin Lackadat is our associate director. Yeah. Legend.
Okay, who tweeted, breaking, Congress in a joint session have confirmed that Nicki Minaj has been elected to serve as the next president of the United States.
That's you. That's totally, yep. totally you.
You know what? I'm a Barb, and I'm proud.
Good.
Okay, who said, kings do king things.
Mark?
No, it was Vince.
Vince!
Yes, he tweeted that. I had to scroll through his Twitter for like 10 minutes to find that tweet from 2016 of him saying, kings do king things, actually with 4 periods after.
Period, 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 period.
Yeah. He said it 4 times. All right. Who said, what is Joe Biden's plan to get me to stop being so tired all the time?
Okay. I'm going to say, again, it's either you or Colin. Tired all the time. Maybe Patty, actually. Patty?
Yeah, it's Patty. You almost said it was Colin and I.
I don't know why I always think Patty's tweets are either you or Colin. Maybe y'all have very similar Twitter presences that I just wasn't aware of.
Yeah, maybe. Who said, John Tucker must die should be in the Louvre?
I don't even know what John Tucker is. What?
John Tucker Must Die. John Tucker Must Die. It's a movie from, I would say, like maybe early 2010s, maybe late 2000s, about like this guy, John Tucker. He's like a player, and like all of the women that he's playing like team up to get revenge on him.
Okay, that's you.
It was Colin.
Wow. Okay, that is a very Colin-esque thing to say.
Yeah, he actually tweeted that yesterday, I think, and I did retweet it.
Okay, I have your post notifications on, so if you retweet something, I see everything you retweet.
I also have your post notifications on. We're just explaining to the listeners how great of friends we are.
Such good friends.
Oh. I've actually had people tell me that they don't like it when you and I, because Vahini and I will change our names on Twitter to the other person's name, and now they don't like that we do that because no one knows if it's actually me tweeting something or if it's you that changed your Twitter name to my name.
That's so fun. I think it's good. I think it's healthy. Keep them on
their keep them on their toes. Keep them anticipating more. Who tweeted, my final thoughts for the evening? I love reality TV, and when Aviva slammed her prosthetic leg onto the table in The Real Housewives of New York, it's probably one of the most iconic moments of television ever.
That's you. That has to be. That's
it. Was so absolutely me.
That is.
I was absurd. I was sitting there watching a YouTube compilation video of the most iconic reality television show moments ever, and from my judgment alone, I determined that that was the most iconic. Do you know what I'm talking? Have you seen that video?
No, I haven't.
I'll send it to you.
Okay.
Okay, who tweeted, "If I know what, oh, if it's one thing I know for sure, God granted me with the most patience in the world."
I'm going to say Mark or Brie. I'm going to say, no, I won't say Brie. Maybe Mark.
It was Mark.
Goodness, my deductive reasoning is impeccable, except for when it comes to you, Colin and Patty.
Yeah. Me, Colin, and Patty are the same sentence, different fonts.
That's exactly it. You're Comic Sans.
Yeah. Oh. Okay. Well, moving right along. Who tweeted, "The refs just blew that game for Duke. Not one to complain about refs ever, but that was terrible."
Vince?
Yeah, it was Vince. Vince is the only person that I think on eBoard has a genuine inclination or a genuine curiosity of what's happening in sports.
Yeah, I mean, you and Brie have been doing quite poorly with your sports. I don't even know. Interest, enthusiasm? I don't even know what the right verbiage is,
It
but.
you just make fun of us for our schools getting beat by Rutgers.
Because if you're getting beat by Rutgers, it's I don't know.
Yeah, okay, last one. It's, "I can't believe I have to wait a whole year for Constitution Day."
So it was definitely tweeted on September 17th. I don't know. I feel like all of us really love Constitution Day. I do enjoy it very much. Maybe Claire, because she's Gov Affairs.
No, it was you.
Oh, I'm so silly.
No, yeah, you tweeted it. All right, so that was pretty fun. I think you know like eBoard's social media presence pretty well, I would say.
Yeah, I do. I do love eBoard. I do love seeing what everyone's up to. So I'm not shocked that I totally crushed it.
Yeah.
All right. So what do we have next on the agenda? What did you think about the fall semester now that we're going into spring? What was your highlight?
Ooh, I would say my highlight has been this podcast. It's,
Oh my goodness.
if anyone's listening who's been in meetings with Lahini and I this past semester, either at our institutions or at ABTS, we've probably been talking about this podcast at one point or another. It's just such a joy to like work on it with you.
Lynn.
I know. Well, like last Lahini, I always say to other people, that Bahini provides a pragmatic look at she funnels my brain into a pragmatic sense,
Oh my goodness,
if that
Dylan.
makes any sense.
Dylan, and you get me thinking outside of the box. We're just such a great team. So, what was your favorite episode of the podcast and why?
Okay, I think my favorite episode, I think it was the one on higher education and like the true cost of college that we did back in November. Just because I love, like, every time I'm listening to the podcast, I imagine the space that it'd be happening in if it was happening like in the real world. And I just imagined like Aiden and Asada like sitting next to like a fire, just like having like this like nice talk about affording college. And I just really liked that one. It was, I think it was like a good, perfect way to sum up what was kind of going on in the ABTS world at the time, because the election was happening back in November. We were all super like nervous, excited, everything to kind of see like how was it all going to play out. And so like obviously whenever elections are happening, college students are going to be concerned with higher education funding. So that's probably what I would say would be my favorite episode, but what was yours?
My favorite episode, well, before that, I was just picturing like Asada and like Aiden and Rodrigo. They were all from like different institutions, but they had so much to just bounce off of each other. It was so good. And Rodrigo was just so knowledgeable. I remember being so impressed by him. He's from the University of Minnesota. They were all really great, student body presidents and executive directors. That was a powerhouse of a podcast. My favorite has to be our first one on student advocacy and student activists. That one I remember because once we finished our recording, we were just so proud. And I remember listening to it. It was just goosebumps the whole time. Like, that was such an incredible conversation. I remember like how I went about that because I didn't know where to start. And so I started Googling, Penn State like protests or demonstrations at Purdue. And I was just trying to see who was, being featured and who was on the, front lines and who people were talking about at their institutions. And so, I had all of these images of these people in my brain, and then like sitting in Zoom world and like talking to them was just so incredible. It was such a powerful conversation. Thinking about that like just gets me so excited for, all the work to be done for students.
Yeah. Okay. Well, kind of in the same vein, who was your favorite podcast guest this past semester? You and me excluded, of course, from our inaugural episode zero.
Okay, I have a tie. So Ryan Cassidy on our student athletes conversation, he brought like such an amazing energy, such an upbeat, positive energy. As someone that, I mean, I ran track in high school, but beyond that, would never categorize myself as a student athlete or an athlete. But like, I didn't recognize this whole other world that was happening on my campus. Like, it was just such a different way of life. Like, Ryan Cassidy does go to Rutgers, he's on the football team, and he shared an anecdote of like having to lift and practice and take an exam and then be ready to go, catch a flight to a game. And, I'm busy, but it's not. Like, that was just incredible. So I just could not imagine like all of that pressure and how all of our student athletes, deal with it so gracefully and carry it so well. And then another guest that was also just mind-blowing was Divine Lipscomb from our first episode. He's an activist at Penn State University. He was formerly incarcerated and does a lot of advocacy work regarding that. And he just had so much truth to share and such a different and unique experience. He's an adult learner. I remember just being so, blown away by his story and by his work. I felt so, honored to share space with him for sure. So I would say Ryan and Divine were probably my top two. How about you?
Yeah, I think I only have a top one because I think they were just all so amazing. But maybe it's because of personal reasons that this person just kind of stands above the rest. But mine would be Sharon Reed Davis from our first episode as well. I go to Michigan State with Sharon, and I've been saying for years now that when it comes to student activism at Michigan State, like Sharon is the blueprint, like she is the model. And so I just think like, her having that platform to share what she does so well with the Big Ten and with our audience on this podcast, I think was like it was such a treat for us to be able to listen to her. And Sharon is just an outstanding individual. I know that whenever I'm thinking about like something's going down at Michigan State, like what should we be doing? 9 times out of 10, I'm thinking like, oh, I wonder what Sharon is planning right now. Like, I wonder like what efforts she's putting in to motion that either ASMSU or student government or me just as a private individual, like what I can join and help her with. So I think, maybe it's that personal element, but having her as a guest on the podcast was really remarkable.
Oh, yeah, she was such a force and energy. We had so many amazing guests. Okay, I have a fun question for you.
Okay, I'm ready.
Okay, so in your brain, use your little brain muscles. And okay, if you had to create one ideal perfect episode of Between Class, right? What would it be? Like, I want a title. It needs to feature one person from your institution, one current student body president, and a celebrity. Go ahead. I'll let it go. I'll let it
stop. Okay, I think I'm gonna take more of like a lifestyle route. So kind of step away from like the lives of students, but I'm gonna I think it's gonna be about traveling.
Okay.
And I'm gonna pick one person from my institution. I don't know, that's hard. So I think one person from my institution, I think I'm gonna choose my really good friend, Andrea. She's kind of like traveled the world. And so I think she'd provide like a really cool context. A student body president. Okay, Ohio State student body president, Roya. Every time she opens her mouth, I'm just in awe of what she has to say. So I think I would include Roya on the podcast just so I could listen to her. Like, I don't even care what she has to add or has to say. I just want her there. And I think for my celebrity, I would pick Jennifer Coolidge. I feel like that collection, Jennifer Coolidge, she plays like the lady who does the nails in Legally Blonde. Okay. And she plays like the mean stepmother in another Cinderella story. Okay. She's like an icon. Okay. And I probably would choose her because I feel like she would just, I don't know. I feel like she'd provide like with some comedic relief.
Okay. That's a good, I would listen. That sounds good. For
who would you?
Okay. Let me get my, okay. So from my institution, I would definitely have to bring in Dean Jacqueline Litt. That's our Dean of Douglas Residential College. Rutgers is college for women originally. It was the New Jersey College for Women. She's an excellent dean. I love her. She's so great. I would have her. I would have Asada from Purdue, just because I think she's the most brilliant person on the planet. I'm just in awe. I just like watch her from afar and like just see her like just get it done. And so I'm thinking we're on like a feminist route right now. So we'll make the podcast about like feminism in higher ed or academia, maybe something like that. And then a celebrity who would, okay. Maybe Roxane Gay. She's like very well loved by Douglas. She is an incredible writer. I follow her Twitter. She's so cool. So smart. Okay, yeah, I feel confident in that podcast. Asada, Roxane Gay, and Dean Jacqueline Litt from Rutgers.
I love that. Maybe that will be like our March and April podcast.
Okay, that would be fun. Okay, we'll work on it. That would actually be, okay, I'm getting, the juices are flowing now.
Yeah. All right, so as we both know, last weekend was our first ABTS conference that we've ever done virtual. So like, give me your thoughts. How are you feeling? How did it go? Kind of give us a rundown, Ms. Conference Coordinator.
I was nervous. I was so nervous just because I'd never planned a conference before for ABTS and I'd never planned a virtual conference before. So I did not know what to expect, but we had over 120 people register and attend, which was incredible because usually all 14 schools are only allowed to bring 6 people. So that was a huge jump, but I found that people loved, you know, being able to share space from people all over the country. That was so, so, so fun. We did have a little bit of a Zoom situation, but that's just Zoom and everyone was totally fine. We got it fixed, figured out, handled, done. It was a non-issue, as they call it. I know that like people were just loving the collaboration, you know, that's what ABTS is all about, that we had round tables and working groups. What were the ones that you sat in on?
So the round table, I was with the campus life team. So we talked a lot about like campus safety. We talked about Greek life and like the relationship between student governments and Greek life at our different institutions. Yeah, that was like the main breadth of the conversation. Obviously, when we were talking about student safety, there's a lot that goes into student safety. We were talking about on-campus student safety, how to keep people safe when they're in residence halls. And then we were talking about off-campus student safety, like the relationship. We talked about relationships with local police departments, mm-hmm. either attached to the university or in the city that your university is in. And so it was just a really good holistic conversation. And then for the working group, I was in the Reimagining Higher Education, But the sad part about it is I missed so much of the conversation because I was administrating like the breakout rooms. And so everyone would get sorted into a breakout room. And then I'd just be sitting in like the main Zoom room, like by myself. And I'm just like, oh, but I got to hear like when they came back and it was like a really good conversation about like, we have to kind of, one of my big sayings, and this was kind of summed up that talk, but one of my sayings, I heard it on a, I think a reality television show, but someone said, you have to turn that magnifying glass into a mirror. So they were talking about like with higher education, there's a lot of issues that higher education looks at the rest of the world and says like income inequality is a serious problem. Like access to education is a serious problem in other parts of the world, but it's time to turn that magnifying glass into a mirror and look inward at our institutions of what are the things that we can fix internally to help mitigate some of those larger societal problems. And so I thought that was really cool, is thinking of higher education, not only as a vessel of education, but as a vessel for like social change at the end of the day as well. But what about you? What ones were did you sit on?
So I have the same, so the with the round table, I was figuring out Zoom situation. So I didn't really get to sit in on a round table, but my working group was kind of like caring for students and supporting students in and beyond the pandemic. And so our, again, we had breakout rooms. So the one I was in, we had student body presidents kind of talking about mental health resources, which was, you know, my school, we've provided pass-fail options. We had the CARES Act, which helped financially support students. But also, like, when we go back, whenever that is, whatever that looks like, mental health is going to be a really serious conversation. I mean, it should be already. And, you know, we do have, you know, resources from home and virtually. But, you know, when we get back, it's going to be different. And I think that was, like, a really, really important perspective that I really wasn't thinking about before. So I think I left with that was, you know, extending care beyond, you know, the financial and physical. But, you know, even when we talk about the physical, it was so interesting and exciting to hear what different schools were doing to support students, you know, via food pantries or, you know, being able to provide clothing or, you know, the limitations that they were facing. And it was so exceptional to hear, you know, someone being like, oh, my school does this, and someone else being, wow, our school would totally benefit from that. How did you do it? So I was just so inspired by everyone in the room. It was so, so great.
Yeah. I mean, at the end of the day, that is why we have our conferences, is for moments like that. So yeah, but another question, what, if you had to say like one definitive thing you learned from this past conference, like what is one thing that, like one takeaway that you can take with you?
I think, you know, this isn't the most concrete thing on the planet, but, you know, I left, you know, really knowing and seeing that there are so many people on the ground doing the work. We had a legislative session and, you know, maybe you would have a better number, six or how many pieces of legislation did we present?
Oh, I think it's more than 10. I have it somewhere, but
yeah. So many pieces, and, you know, it wasn't just student body presidents or liaisons presenting. It was, you know, different representatives and student senators and, you know, campus, you know, regents and liaisons and just everybody. And it was just so incredible to know that across the Big Ten, there are so many students that notice, you know, issues and recognize places where, you know, our institutions can do better and actually resolve to do better. And so that was such a great moment for me. To just know that, you know, it's not just, you know, the seven people on our podcast from September, or it's not just a handful, but, you know, so, so, so many people. And that was such an incredible feeling. How about you?
I would say mine's like pretty much the same, that, like often when you're doing the work of student advocacy, when you're doing the, on the grounds, grassroots work, a lot of the time, it can be super isolating. And you can feel like, you know, I'm just one person trying to push what I believe along as far as I can take it. Mm-hmm. But the ABTS conference every year is like that solid reaffirming that you're not in it alone. That as alone as it can feel sometimes, and as time consuming and as grueling as it feels, at the end of the day, there is a huge network of people around you that are ultimately doing the same things you're doing, and that it's okay to kind of take that step back sometimes, because I think we often as student leaders don't want to take a step back because we're afraid that like, oh, if I'm not giving it 110%, it'll just die, like whatever I'm working on, whatever I'm doing. But there really is great networks of student leaders everywhere at our institutions, at ABTS, at other institutions in ABTS. So it's okay to take a step back because you're not alone in this like student advocacy work that we all do.
Mm-hmm. No, exactly. That's exactly that. So what do we have in store this month for the people, Dylan?
Yeah, so today is Friday, February 5th. We're Woo! Recording this today. We're posting this today. But yeah, so it is Black History Month. So we're super, 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 super excited about some of the programming we have with Black History Month coming up. We'll obviously have an episode of the podcast dedicated entirely to Black history. Everyone who's listening will need to follow us on our social media. We're going to be doing some Big Ten Black history. We're going to talk about the United States Black history, and we're just going to talk about the month in general. And we're doing a lot of collaborating with Black student leaders from across the Big Ten. So yeah, I'm just really excited to be sharing all of that on social media. If you follow us on social media, me and Vahini are usually the faces, hands, and minds behind a lot of the things. So it's really good to kind of turn over the mind part about history to our Big Ten student leaders and sharing that. So, because yeah, they have the best information. What about you? What are you excited for this month?
The same. I mean, I'm just so, so excited. I think something that we had in mind when planning this month was we want to make it about our students and our Black students and peers and faculty and staff. And so we're so excited to hear and receive whatever, you know, they want to share with the Big Ten and our audience. It's going to be incredible. It's going to be so awesome. I'm so thrilled.
Yes.
Yeah.
All right. So we're kind of wrapping up for the day for our podcast. So we're just going to do like a little looking forward segment. So what is one personal goal that you have for the upcoming semester?
A personal goal. So I am a third year student. So definitely cracking down, doing some reflection. I mean, I had a lot of goals and dreams for my 4 years at Rutgers. So I just want to do some reflection and say, you know, where are we at with that? And, you know, see what I can do to make my last year on the banks everything I hoped it would be. It's really wild to see how time just, you know, has flown by. How about you?
I would say mine is what I've learned about myself over the past 3 years working at ASMSU, our student government, or just kind of doing all my different volunteer roles, is that I'm a person who's really driven by passion. And if I don't have passion for a job, I don't want to do the job. So as I'm moving into post-grad, I graduate in May, which is exciting, scary, everything. But as I move into that, I want to find a job that I'm passionate about and a job that really will continue my drive to engage in the work that I've been engaging in, because it is stuff that I'm passionate about. So I don't, my one personal goal is to find a job that excites me, something, and not excites me in a safe way, but excites me in a way that's almost a little scary, to push some growth there too. So yeah.
Dylan, you are such an exceptional mind and worker and person. I just cannot wait to see what big, big things you do. I think wherever you end up, you will be so exceptional.
Yeah. And I've been in ABTS for pretty much 2 years now. Like I went to the conferences, but mm-hmm. this year I have served on executive board with you. And it's 100% people like Vahini Shori, who it's like when I'm leaving ABTS, and I know so many people feel this way, I'm on our e-board that if people like Vahini are around, then we feel safe leaving it, because often as student leaders, we take these projects, either our organizations or our project, and they become like our babies, and we hold tight onto them, and we try to take as best care of them as we can. But I definitely know that if Vahini's anywhere near ABTS, a year from now, next year, we'll be in a pretty good spot.
This just turned into such a love fest. My goodness. Okay. Oof. So, what is one thing that you want ABTS to accomplish in the coming semester?
Yeah. Okay. Mine is going to be ABTS. I'll just start this by saying ABTS is a non-political, non-partisan organization, but I think it'd be obtuse to ignore that there's a lot of change happening in Washington and in a lot of our state governments as well from this most recent election. So there's one thing I hope we can accomplish is getting our foot in as many doors as possible, because at the end of the day, it is our job to advocate for students. And so if we can get our foot in the doors of our elected representatives, either at the local, state, or federal level, then we'll be doing a pretty good job for the students that we represent. So that is kind of my hope. And that's kind of what we're working on exec board, is getting our foot in as many doors as possible. What about you?
I just want to keep fostering collaborate. Like, this conference, I didn't realize like how much people want that connection. You know, someone from Indiana does want to work with someone from New Jersey who wants to work with someone in, you know, Chicago or, you know, Minnesota, like just anywhere. Like, I know Chicago is a city. I caught that. Illinois. But, you know, I just want to keep creating opportunities and programs and spaces where we can still foster that collaboration. And I think us being virtual, you know, presents a perfect platform and time to do that. So I'm excited for us to think outside the box and figure out ways to keep everyone connected.
Yeah. Awesome. And I think that is, you're in a great position to continue fostering those relationships as our conference coordinator. But our last question, but this is kind of a hard one. This one is kind of controversial, some may say, but if you had to go to any other Big Ten university other than Rutgers, obviously you can't choose the one you're at right now, but if you had to go to any other one, where would you go?
Okay, I'm gonna keep it real. Like, I would say University of Michigan, and I'm so sorry to say that to you. And I'm so sorry to all of my friends in Minnesota who have been begging me to go and visit them at the University of Minnesota. I love all of the Big Ten schools. They all hold a place in my heart. It pains me because I know Aiden Sova is going to love this answer, but I would have to say if I had to trade being a Scarlet Knight, it would have to be a Wolverine at the University of Michigan. How about you?
See, I'm making my decision based on something entirely else. So I would go, if I had to choose, I would go to Northwestern.
Really?
Yeah, just because I was raised in Michigan, but I'm like very close to Illinois and Chicago. And so in Michigan, a lot of people have a really close relationship to like Detroit because it's like our major city. Mm-hmm. And I... And especially here at Michigan State, like so many people are from the Metro Detroit area here, but me being from the western side of the state, towards the Indiana border, Chicago was like my Detroit. It was like the place, like if I was going to go to a concert, I'd go to Chicago. If I was like going to go do something fun, like our senior trip was to Chicago in high school. So I just love that city so much. And so I would choose Northwestern because it's just like, it's in Evanston. It's like just a little bit outside the city, but it's still right there. So I'd go to Northwestern.
We would still be so close to each other. Me at Michigan and you at Northwestern.
I know. If I stayed at Michigan State and you went to Michigan, we'd only be 45 minutes away from each other.
Oh my goodness. Okay.
Maybe law school. Maybe we'll make it happen then.
Maybe. That'll be good. That'll be fun. All right, Dylan. I guess that wraps up our special episode.
Yeah, this was fun. Obviously, we have to do the shameless plugs. Follow ABTS on all of our social media accounts. You can find them in the description of the ABTS Between Class podcast. And be on the lookout for our official February episode on Black History Month.
All right. Everyone.
All right, I'll see you next time. Bye.
Between Class.